Well, welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History. We've all experienced these weeks of upheaval and challenge as we have been through this global COVID-19 pandemic. I've always believed that church history is helpful for the church today, and I think that's true in this moment. We, of course, as Christians, need to look to the pages of Scripture as our authority and as the place on which we stand, but we can also look to the pages of church history to learn from those who've gone before us. And what we see as we look through church history is that the church has been through many times of crisis. In fact, some of those crises came right at the beginnings of the church. One big crisis came before we even get out of the pages of the New Testament. In AD 64, there was the great fire in Rome, and Nero, the Caesar at the time, affixed the blame to the Christians, probably to cast the suspicions off himself for starting it. And Nero then launched a serious and horrific moment of persecution of the church. He would use Christians as living torches to light up his gardens at night, as he would have chariot races. And all of this persecution, well, it had a backlash for Nero. It began to win over the populace as they began to have a great deal of sympathy for Christians. And Christians coming out of this persecution by Nero were seen as those who stood strong in their faith in Jesus Christ. We also see a moment of crisis at the time of the 400s and the sack of Rome. By now, of course, the Roman Empire is the Christian Empire, and this was a moment where many saw that Christianity was inextricably linked to the Roman Empire. And so with the collapse of Rome, the question came about, well, what would happen to the church? Well, one such church father was Jerome. He was a brilliant scholar, translated the Vulgate. We've talked about him before in 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, when he heard of the sack of Rome, he went into a cave. He gave up. He said, oh, the world is in ruins. And he just literally went into a cave to die. Well, contrast that with the response by Augustine. As Augustine heard of the sack of Rome, and then as the Vandals made their way to Hippo in North Africa, where Augustine was, he didn't go into a cave, but he wrote a book, The City of God. And there he reminded not only himself, but the church, and for us now, centuries and millennia later, that there are two cities. There is the city of this world or the city of man, and there is the city of God. And certainly as Christians, we have responsibilities as citizens in the city of man. We're commanded to follow these certain rules and commandments and guidelines and to be good citizens. And certainly the church should do that and Christians should do that. But we also need to remember that our home, our true home, is the city of God. And so Augustine tried to help the church understand what a life of faith meant in a time of crisis. Well, for Augustine, this meant trying to help the city of Hippo. And as the de facto leader of the city, Augustine led the protection of the city through the siege of the Vandals. And this was actually the time of Augustine's death. And there he is on his deathbed, orchestrating the city's response to these Vandals as literally the barbarians are at the gate knocking down the doors. And so we see these two responses. One from Jerome, who, when things were beginning to get out of control, lost control and went into his cave. And then we see Augustine, who recognized that God is in control of all things, that he is orchestrating all things and leading all things to the consummation of his perfect will. And what has he called us to do? Well, he's called us to follow him in faith. Well, that is the church in times of crisis. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a moment to give you a bonus quote, and this from that great Geneva reformer, John Calvin. It actually comes right before his death, May 27, 1564. It's a letter to the leadership there at Geneva. I pray you make no change, no innovation. People often ask for novelties.